from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pretty well-played ball game last night. Entertaining ball game. Braves fall 3-2 to the Phillies, so...
The curveball was working last night.
Man, you could just tell Max. I could tell. You can always tell with Max how he's going to do. I think usually his first inning, you can just tell based on his breaking ball. And that's where, if he's getting a lot of ground balls from his breaking ball, it's good. And he was just cruising through. Not a lot of strikeouts. What do you have, like five, I think?
Four, yeah.
But just cruising, you get the two-run homer from Orlando Arcia. And
in a lot of ways, last night's game was – a microcosm of the season, right? You get good pitching, you hold the opposing team down, you even get runners on base, but you can't manufacture the ability to get them across the plate, and your only offense comes from the long ball. Yep. I mean, that's what this team has been. So it's funny how no matter how the faces change, around this team, and Gio Urshela playing third base last night, you still cannot get guys across the plate unless you're hitting the ball out of the yard. 9 hits last night, 3 walks for the Braves, but just none of the clutch hits or ability to move the runners over.
You had Aaron Nola on the ropes last night.
You did.
Mm-hmm. You had him on the ropes, and you let him off the hook.
Yeah, well, I'll say this, and I know that we'll talk about the at-bat that Sean Murphy had at the plate with the bases loaded. That honestly, the first one wasn't a strike, and then he gave you this. He gave the second strike to Nola, and then hit a weak ground ball. I thought the approaches last night at the plate were as good as I've seen all year from this team.
Oh, it's all the base runners that you stranded.
Matt Olson came on with I think it was with two on, and you know, this year I've seen him just forcing swings at pitches that he shouldn't swing at, and he had such good patience. I thought Ozuna's done a good job all year, but that to me was the worst part. Was I thought you had great approaches and you just weren't able to get the hit when you needed it.
You know, Marcell Ozuna, he should give probably a third of his income to Barry Bonds. Remember, Barry Bonds was briefly the Marlins hitting coach, and Ozuna was just a walking strikeout. Anything with a spin on it outside the zone, he was flailing and swinging. He kind of really just taught Ozuna how to hit for the most part, and helped him get that big deal with the Cardinals, and of course coming over here.
Not sure I'd ever heard that story, yep. To be honest with you.
It's a good story, but then he got here and is...
He's using his bats, too. He had a long hitting streak with the Marlins back in 2016, like a 15-16-game hitting streak, and he was using Barry Bonds' bats.
It's probably the only guy that Bonds was able to help. If you hear any of the stories about Bonds as a hitting instructor, is that a lot of guys, when they dealt with him, it was hard for him to relate because he was so good with his hands. He was so good with his patience at the plate.
Yeah, it's like why great players don't usually make really good coaches, because it just comes natural to them. They can't impart what they know onto other players because it just comes natural. They can't necessarily articulate it. They just know how to do it.
I would love to talk to Ozuna about what happened last offseason before, you know, because he had talked about how hard he worked, but what got him back on track? Is it Kevin Seifer?
Seitzer.
Because I always get, why doesn't Kranitz go out to the mound? Where's Rick Kranitz at? I haven't seen him go to the mound in a while. It's always Abreu.
I know
he had something going on, but
I think maybe he still has something going on.
I thought it was a family thing, but I would like to know what he did to get back, because there was a 3-week stretch, I think early June, Rob, where he was swinging for the fences and he couldn't do anything, and he realized, hey, I got to go back to just trying to get hits, and then he got right back on track and has not lost track
since.
Well,
if you do what you're supposed to do as a hitter, the home runs come. If you have natural power, if you try to hit one, chances are you're not going to. Just try to make good contact.
Speaking of natural power, that fly out that Jorge Soler had late in the game when he pinch hits for Laureano right there, man. I was like, dude, this is the one. Like, this is
he
the
just
one.
Missed it.
Just missed it.
And a lot of people say, why are you swinging the first pitch? Well, he had a pitch hit. He liked it. He just missed it.
Yeah, and I mean, there's depth to these scouting reports, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you go back and look at what, you know, how many first pitch strikes you're throwing, how many of them are fastballs,
right,
what the scouting report is. And if you're a guy like Jorge Soler, who is a veteran hitter and has been in situations like that, it's like, I'm going to jump all over the first pitch. You know, if the guy's, whatever he's throwing, it's like, you know, if I can expect something, I get something in zone, I'm going to hit a tater. And he almost did. So anybody complaining about swinging at the first pitch, I don't necessarily agree with that. But there was a number of near misses last night for the Braves, man. It just seemed like there was the ability to mount an offensive attack multiple times throughout the game, and it just kind of flailed, just kind of fell apart.
Well, testament to how good Max was, if you combine the averages of the Phillies' starters last night, they're batting like .360 against Max. Everybody in that Phillies lineup, for the most part, Kyle Schwarber struggled against Max, but everybody's .310, .330, and Trey Turner has owned Max Fried.
Yeah. You know what's funny is the curveball that he threw to strike out Schwarber in the first inning was just disgusting.
Oh, it was nasty.
Is it an inside corner?
Yeah.
It up? Yeah.
Yeah. And
it was nasty.
My neighbor, my MGA partner, Carter, was at the game. We were texting, and I was like, that was, I had an expletive in there, but that was filthy, basically. And he says, why is he leading off? And I go, well, I'll say this. There's three things happen normally when Kyle Schwarber goes up to the plate: home run, strikeout, or walk. The guy's got a .385 on base percentage. I don't think we've got a guy over .340. In fact, Ozuna leads us in on base percentage, and his on base percentage is .311. I'd say .381. Excuse me, .381. So our best is .381. Schwarber, who's batting .248, is .385. Does not matter what your batting average is in today and age. You got to get on base, and then someone hits a home run.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.